Buff, Carcass, Ben.
Hey, Ben, this is Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Busy. Do you have a minute?
Yeah, give me a sec. I think you were talking to my brother. He's the one that handles stuff.
Oh, okay.
The other stuff. Hold on, okay?
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, Vin. This is Ruben. I'm doing well. Pretty busy. How about yourself?
Good. This is actually Vaughn.
Vaughn. I'm sorry. I apologize. Yeah. I apologize.
That's okay.
So I've got your information in front of me. I just wanted to go over your loan, and I hope you... Do you have a pen and paper handy?
I do.
Okay. So I understand there's a few different moving parts, and you're getting this equipment to basically... Or why are you getting this equipment, I guess, is the best important question.
It's for alignment service.
Okay. What, by adding this equipment, about how much, you know, revenue do you expect to increase on a monthly basis?
Oh, I thought she gave you that. They had that graph for me.
Okay.
Let's see here. They had a good scenario, okay, of what would happen. Let's see here. So they say a base case, you know, case scenario. It looks like. Let's see here.
Well, the notes I have about that you could plan to do about an additional $113,000 per year in revenue by having this equipment. Is that accurate?
And that's just it could probably be more. That's just alignment alone. Because what happens is we're doing tires too.
Okay.
So we're doing tires and balancing. So what happens? It goes together.
Okay.
Okay, so it's not just the alignment alone, even though I'm just getting the alignment machine from you guys. I mean, getting a loan to get the alignment. I have the other equipment already that I just purchased without getting a loan.
What kind of equipment did you purchase recently?
We purchased a tire and balance machine.
How much did that cost?
All together, I think it was like $5,000.
Okay. And when was that purchase made?
We bought it in April. Yeah, April.
In April. Okay, and when was it delivered?
Yeah. Same month.
Same month, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just putting some notes.
Sure.
Now, I also noticed that you have some short-term working capital loans, one from a company called Knight Funding, and then one, I think, from a company called IOU Capital that was sold off. Is that correct?
Right.
How much did you borrow from each company, and how many loans have you done with them?
Can I put you on hold real quick?
Sure.
Sorry about that.
No problem.
What was the Knight Capital, we had two, and then IOU is new.
Okay. How much did you borrow from Knight, and how much did you recently, and how much did you borrow from IOU?
IOU, I believe it was like 40, and then Knight Capital was like 14.
All right. And you said the IOU loan is relatively new?
Yeah, that's 1 year.
Okay. And you just did that loan recently?
I think that was in December. Yeah, December.
Oh, so no, it's about half a year old.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Okay. And so I'd assume, like, give me 1 second.
Yeah.
So you owe Knight, you said, around $14,000?
Yeah, initially. It's gone down by that.
How much do you think you owe them right now?
Well, we did it in March, so it's been 3 months. I don't know. Yeah, we can calculate.
8,000? Okay, and on your IOU loan, about how much do you think you owe left? I would assume probably like 20,000, 25,000.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. And on this transaction, you mentioned that the 113,000, is most of that pure profit, or how much of that actually has to be paid in labor costs?
Well, I'm looking at this profitability thing that they gave me.
Okay.
My anticipation, it's all labor, actually. There's no parts involved.
Okay.
My anticipation is, even though I did two per day, and
okay,
we're you know, at in the beginning, of course, it'll increase as we go, but I have
absolutely
customer. I have existing customers. We've been in business for 4 years already, so I'm anticipating more than that, because it's every single car that we know is always off alignment. All we could do is just add on as an extra service that would take only 45 minutes to do.
So it's a big profit generator.
Yeah, it is. It's all labor. There's no parts involved. Now the good thing about it is also, if it's not aligned, there's certain things that needs to be replaced in order to get line. So we're actually going to have more service off of that. So there's tires and also service. There's suspension parts that needs to be replaced in order to have it aligned. So there's other service that goes with the alignment also, that we won't do the alignment unless they have to replace these certain kind of parts because it's needed in order to be aligned.
Okay. And with this equipment, is it important for you to get out the door with a minimal amount of money down, or are you comfortable putting money down?
You let me know. I mean,
well, we have multiple products.
I'd rather not do any money down.
Okay.
Because this is a new service, and I have to make sure that there's enough cash flow for the rest of the year.
Absolutely, I understand. So here's what I'd like to share with you. Basically, the purpose of my call is to make sure you have an idea of this equipment generating revenue, so that makes me comfortable. I've gotten approval for you. It does require a little money down, so I'm going to work and see if we can get it down to pretty much nothing down or only like one or two payments. Give me until tomorrow to do that, but I also wanted to discuss your overall business cash flow to give you some feedback, if that's okay with you.
Okay.
So right now, I understand the business is owned by you and your brother, correct? 50-50?
That's right.
Okay.
Well, it's actually on the returns, yeah, it's 50-50 because but I actually own more of the company. That's just
well,
because I put more money in the business in the beginning that he would pay 50-50 on the taxes.
Okay.
So.
And then I also see on your credit report, there was an inquiry on May 13th from a company called Leasing Services. It's probably Great America Leasing. Did you finance anything with them?
No, that was originally the one that was supposed to, I went through the sales rep.
Okay.
That came in with the alignment stuff. He said that, hey, he knows, he usually uses this company for everybody. So I said, okay. So
okay.
That's what happened.
But did they not approve it?
No, I told Megan about it, and I told her that they wouldn't approve it, the Great America people, for some reason. And they wouldn't tell me.
I can tell you why. Well, I don't work for Great America. Great America is actually a really good company. A lot of the vendors don't understand this, though. They're a very conservative company, so they generally require very, very strong personal business credit. They're not a bad company, but we take on a lot of different types of risk. I also want to kind of share with you, I know Megan put some notes in here. So what I'm also going to work on by tomorrow is we should have your contract generated tomorrow to go over all different terms. Just give me a few hours until tomorrow morning to give you a ring. But what I'd like to do is, I'd like to give you a refinance on your working capital. I think the loans you have right now, they're very kind of short-term in nature, and there's two different loans, and there's a lot of moving parts. I'd like to see if we can offer you an approval that is, frankly, better rates, more money, and better for your cash flow, so you don't have to kind of combine two loans. You just have one solid loan, and it gets you better terms. And I'll come back to you tomorrow on what's available there as well, and present some options to you.
Okay.
Now, the next step is this. Now that we have your approval, I'm just going to see, how much lower we can go in terms of the working capital. And one thing I do want to ask is this. It looks like to me your guys' business has really increased in the last year. Is that accurate?
Yes. We've gone from... Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I said we've gone from, doing only $300,000 to last year we did $560,000. And just this year alone, let me just run a report. It's dramatically gone up. Basically, we're profiting every single month more than we had last year. Every single month. But, you know, we're still fairly new. That's why we're anticipating, like, still more increases and getting more revenue with these new services. So just this all the way through last month. If you can, I could just use Dean.
Hey, sorry. Me too.
So, right now we're already at 225.
Okay.
So that's end of May. Gotcha. I'm sorry, 258.
And so we think the total you owe is probably like 25 to 30, correct? Somewhere in the nade, the total?
25 to 30.
In terms of the working capital, the two loans you currently own.
Yeah. And I don't mind those at all, but if you have some way of doing something better.
We do have a refinance program. We do a lot of refinancing here, and it's a really solid option. So.
Yeah, I just finished another one that was from a previous one. Like, it wasn't even, it was on the old company, which we were done. It was like for $80,000. That's what killed us. Because at the time, the bank was lending.
Who was the lender on that?
It was on deck.
And okay.
It was for like 15 months. And the monthly payments, daily payments were like $255.
How much money did you do with them?
$80,000.
Okay.
But that was the reason why for that one was because we were still in the new stage and we kept. There was a mistake we did in the second year where we added on the small check, and we don't even use it anymore. Just say that because they came out with another program, and we just kind of like blew it. 60,000 machine that just wasted.
Okay, huh. Yeah. I understand that. You know, it's funny you mentioned OnDeck Capital. We actually work with them, but our program for our customers them is actually really, really reduced rates and terms. So it's funny that you mentioned them. But I think if you can get some loans that are longer term and cheaper interest rate, it could really help your cash flow instead of combining these two loans. So
okay,
you've got my number, correct?
I do.
No, I left a message on your cell phone. You can disregard that. Okay. You'll get a call from me around 10 a.m. tomorrow to go over some options and get this wrapped up. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
What was your name again?
It's Ruben Goldstein.
Ruben? Okay, thanks, Ruben. Yeah. I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.